Welcome to First Star Let's Chat, an athletic therapy podcast. I'm your host, James Gardner, certified athletic therapist, certified strength and conditioning specialist, yoga instructor, human being. This platform for the pros, by the pros, anybody in the performance space, and beyond. Welcome here to share in the stories of professionals, experiences, journeys, learning along the way. It's a platform to connect, to network, and to be a part of a community that cares with conversations that matter, experiences that resonate, and generate ideas, thought-provoking, organic dialogue, passionate probes. Brought to you as always by First Star Therapy, Mobility Tape, Epic, and Benchmark Athletics. In association with the Canadian Athletic Therapists Association, it's First Star Let's Chat, an athletic therapy podcast. Thanks for being here. Thank you for being a part of it. Here we go again. This is session 5 of 5. Let's Chat, an athletic therapy podcast, the official podcast of WFAT, and celebrating our guests of honor through the Impact Award winners. Our guests today joined by Gal Zamora and Orital Hadar, his nominator for this Impact Award. Appreciate both your time and being here. I'll jump into your bios quickly, and then we can jump into, you know, wherever we want to take the conversation. But Gal Zamora is a certified sports therapist and athletic trainer pursuing a rigorous academic path, completing a BSc in athletic training sports therapy with honors through a collaboration with the University of Texas at Arlington. He specializes in personal training, medical sports techniques, and sports rehabilitation. He's managed a physiotherapy department and led educational programs for athletes to date. His research focuses on the psychosocial well-being of wheelchair basketball players, reflecting commitment to improving athletic care across all abilities. Gal currently directs content development for the Israeli Association of Athletic Training and Sports Rehabilitation, contributing to advancements in sports medicine there and globally. Welcome aboard. I'll get your take on the award and receipt of the award here in a second. First, let's jump into your nominator, Orital Hadar, a seasoned athletic therapist renowned for her ability to empower clients in excelling in their athletic pursuits. She has diverse experience in injury prevention, rehabilitation, and athlete development, bringing a unique blend of expertise to her practice. She began with a bachelor's degree in athletic therapy from Sheridan College in Canada, further honed her skills with training in Swedish and medical massage in Israel, and she currently plays a role in shaping the future of sports therapy in Israel by imparting knowledge to aspiring therapists, educating students in the clinic and in the field. I think this is how we met, or how you met each other. Gal, I'll throw it over to you first just to say hello and welcome you on board. Congratulations on this award. And then over to you, Orital, in terms of your relationship and the nomination. So, Gal, welcome aboard.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be here, and I'm very appreciative of this nomination and of this award. I was surprised when I received notice that I was the winner of the award, and nonetheless, being nominated by Orital. Which is exactly like you said, that's how we met. She was actually my mentor when I was partnered with her. She actually taught me a lot, if not the majority of what I know today, as being an athletic trainer on the field. Her expertise as coming from Canada, where athletic training is a big and well-based profession. And me being an American and her being Canadian, we didn't really have to deal with the language barrier, and it was a lot easier for her to teach me and to actually make me who I am today. A lot of where I am today is because of Orital, so it's kind of a closing a circle, where She actually got to the point where she's nominating me for being the athletic trainer that I am today, which is actually a lot due to her. So it's
Amazing.
very exciting being here, celebrating this.
Yeah, and an amazing capture. Orital, over to you. You know, we spoke offline beforehand, but obviously humbled by the honor, and your relationship has obviously impacted, you know, each other. Where did the nomination come from through your lens?
Wow. That was a lot of a little blushing over here. I mean, just working with Gal and having the experience of, working, seeing him on the field. And I've worked with a lot of amazing students before and had the opportunity to really see students in the past that that came from the same program. And I really think it came from just seeing his determination. He really just would always ask so many questions. He always had like a little notebook and he was always just trying to absorb as much information. I mean, I feel really humbled by everything he said, but I only tried to impart as much as I possibly could. And I feel like he forced me to go back into my books and look up things because he always wanted to just grab as much knowledge. Definitely the nomination for the Trailblazer, I've just seen him grow, especially after he graduated. He then continued within the association and he started working with them and bringing in speakers. He was reaching out to people from other countries to come in and teach them courses, dry needling, anything that would help the program here in Israel grow. And to just see that, he wasn't one that was just going to graduate and walk away and just take it in his own path. He wanted to not just better himself, but better other people in the profession. So it really, when I saw the nomination and the ability, like this category, I was like, Gal is the one person I think needs to be put there. And it wasn't even a question on writing like my little bio for him on why I would nominate him. It was very easy. It just had everything that he's doing and still going on and continuing, even though he's now, I think, 2 or 3 years of post-graduation and he's still trying to help them as much as possible. So that's really where it came from.
Yeah, and obviously a connection, a relationship that matters, and I think that matters in our profession as well. And then just to dial it back to sort of the international connection, you mentioned Gal, an American, Orital, a Canadian, both in Israel, doing a lot of great work. You have connections to UT at Arlington, and then connections back to Sheridan College. So a lot of we don't have these opportunities sometimes in North America to sort of see the bigger scope of practice, the international scope of where this profession can be, or maybe even where it is right now. So, Gal, congratulations again on the award. And I guess let's start with kind of what are you doing now, and how do you see this profession where you are as an American? Maybe there's some differences, you know, in different countries or culturally, how this profession's seen through your lens.
So it's kind of funny that you're asking about where I am right now. I actually just came back to Israel after finishing my first semester in finishing prerequisites, as I am en route to becoming a doctor of physical therapy. I did finish my bachelor's and I felt that, just like Orital said, I am hungry for more knowledge. And I wanted to continue in the academic route. Also, starting the collaboration with the University of Texas at Arlington, we did our research together. So that is actually in process of getting published right now. So we just got actually the manuscript back from peer reviews. So that's also very exciting. Now I'm currently back here. I started working again at a clinic, a physical therapy clinic, as an athletic trainer, which is something that is starting to become more well known here across the country. Again, I graduated from the second class. I'm the second graduating class from Ono Academic College. So, basing this profession as we're going is something that is very new. We are showing the physical therapy world That we are here to work beside them and with them. And everyone has their own expertise and we can work together. And that's what, and so it's very exciting to be in a new environment. Secondly, I'm also joining a soccer club like I did previously, managing the physical therapy department. And I'm probably going to go back into teaching as a teacher's assistant at the college, because that is where my heart is. And that is actually why a big reason why I am continuing my academic journey, because I do want to go into more research and more into teaching, because in my eyes, that's how you have a big sort of impact when you teach the younger generation and you make them enjoy the profession and make them want to be more in the profession. And beside all that, I am continuing my volunteering at the Israeli Association of Athletic Training and Sports Rehabilitation as Director of Content Development, just like we said previously, which that in it in and of itself is very exciting for me, because I am making all of these connections worldwide with a bunch of different athletic trainers. I can say that right now I am reaching out to a bunch of athletic trainers in the military, with the whole situation that is going on here in the Middle East. It is very interesting to get get other people's point of view and how we can actually learn from each other and learn how we can also be in the military environment. And that's it.
That's it. A long list, a list of, obviously, you mentioned connections. You mentioned a lot of roles that are in support of others. And I think this really captures what athletic therapy and athletic training is. And I think beautiful job in terms of working with other practitioners, not against, not to cause friction, not to have an alternative choice, but actually alongside for a different viewpoint, a little bit of a maybe a different scope or a little bit of a different perspective on injury and or rehab. Orital, to you, we were talking a little bit offline before we came on here in terms of the scope of the profession, the way the profession is viewed. Again, doing your schooling, formal schooling in Sheridan here in Canada, one of the 9 programs in Canada that offer athletic therapy, and now being in Israel and seeing where this profession and how this profession is being utilized. So I guess however and wherever you want to take that in terms of what is the vision of sports therapy, sports rehabilitation, athletic therapy, athletic training, where you currently are and maybe where it came from, I guess, and how that's changed.
For sure. I guess I came with such a different mindset, I guess, just because of Sheridan. And I feel like they really prepared me for just like really starting off and going. And similar to what Gal said, like a big part is that I always knew I wanted to take it from an educational perspective. So also having students come and shadow me and now teaching like in the college itself, I feel like it's really started off as in between. So the sports therapy program originally in Israel was a 1-year course. You would take the like taping, maybe a couple field skills, maybe a little bit of stretching techniques and warm-ups, and then that's what they would call as a sports therapist. And I do know that I spoke to Glenn Bergenon beforehand, and I spoke as well to Jonathan Maester from Toronto, who happened to be my mentor, who mentioned to me that they were reaching out and trying to find as many therapists as possible to really get an idea of what they're looking to build. So when I moved to Israel 7 years ago, I got a chance to speak to the college before they even really opened. I still think that they're still finding their path a little bit here in Israel and trying to figure out exactly where they want to take it. But it has already started to get to a much better start. In the sense of field, they're really trying to push it to really taking over the field aspect. Right now, there's no regulation on the field. There's really no requirements to do anything besides from having a first responder degree. So them really trying to get in and trying to educate and show them that, you know, we come with concussion training, we come with different skill sets that no one else can have. I think the sports world in Israel is really starting to see that as beneficial. From a therapy perspective, you know, there's still a lot of butting heads with so many past professions that have just been here for so much longer. But I think that the goal right now, especially something that I try to impart a lot on the students, is that, you know, the more graduates that we're going to keep having, the more that they can impart and push their knowledge and show them how they can be beneficial to the army, to older patients, younger patients, and really show them that it's not just all about sports, that you can really take your knowledge to another level, which is something that even was still growing in Toronto when I left. So really just showing them that they can really take it into different directions. I think that'll really start to grow here in Israel, so that it's not just sports, but we can also get ourselves into the army, into which is not like the Canadian Army or American Army. It's really like its own world here, which is really an amazing thing. And getting themselves into hospitals and working also with just a lot more older patients and younger patients will that aren't necessarily athletes but are active. I think that'll really start to see that change, hopefully slowly, but it's still getting there for sure.
No, a great capture, and I think you've both done a great job, a fabulous job already in a brief conversation in terms of capturing where it is, how it can be applied, and obviously the passing of knowledge as we go along develops a profession, no matter where we are, no matter how we do things. So really great capture on both sides, and you've I think to a person sort of captured this relationship and how that knowledge is working sort of back and forth. So maybe just a quick one here, and I don't want to take up too much time. I know it's evening there, and again, just letting people know that this profession exists, you know, around the world, and that there are options here. And you know, my brief interaction in Israel was at the World Congress, the last one, and just the thirst for knowledge was pretty palpable in terms of the sports therapy and athletic training through Ono College and the work there and some of the University of Texas Arlington. Gal, how does that relationship work? I think that's an amazing one for maybe the students that are listening, or you know, others that may have consideration to connect, you know, globally with a country, a different country, a different school, a different, you know, viewpoint. What do those research projects look like, or how does that operate?
So I was in the athletic training program here in Israel. It's 3 years, and we start our dissertation projects in the beginning of third and final year. And during the end of our second year of the degree, we were offered a chance to join a pilot project. A pilot collaboration with the University of Texas at Arlington. I was actually the first one to join this to gain this opportunity. Actually, it was me and another student from my class. We each matched up with a student from the master's program of athletic training at the University of Texas at Arlington, and that's how we actually collaborated. And we both partnered up with an American student. And we each did our dissertation together. So that in and of itself was an opportunity that was very profound. It gained a lot of I'm trying to find the correct word, a lot of insight. It also raised a lot of question and a lot of curiosity between my fellow students in my class. And the students under me in classes that just started their journey in athletic training here in Israel. And now even more so that the dissertation is now not a dissertation and is actually becoming a scientific article on its way to publication. It's making these new students also want to join in on opportunities like that cross bridges, that are international, that are worldwide. Another thing is that me working in the association, we are actually in the midst of joining the international agreement to further give more of these students and eventually alumni the opportunity to work abroad if they find interest in something like that. I know that I am certainly interested in something like that. And that's why we're very pushing forward it. Because I think it's also important not only to work, but also, you know, maybe to open opportunities to have students come here and send our students abroad to places like that and make those connections. And a Canadian athletic trainer is not an American athletic trainer, and an American athletic trainer is not an Israeli athletic trainer. And we each have something to learn from each other. And that's why I love doing what I'm doing, because you learn, and knowledge is power. And the more knowledge you have, the better therapist you're going to be towards your patient and towards your colleagues and your family and your friends and your whole environment, actually.
Brilliant. I mean, I think capturing everything about the international elements of, you know, this profession, but this profession as well, right? Like that ability or that desire to continue to learn, to find different ways, different channels to connect with knowledge and education and others, you know, other professions, other schools, other countries. Again, I think for my vision, for our vision together as a collective, as a profession, this captures so many things. So again, just a brief capture of what you're doing and how you're doing it, a brief capture of for our audience out there of the way that this profession is growing and being perceived. Joined today again by Gal Zamora, WFAT Impact Award winner, and nominator Orital Hadar, both in Israel currently, and delivering on so many levels, you know. And I think that is in support of each other, in support of the profession, and in support of, you know, the international element of what we bring. So maybe just some final words, Orital, in terms of wherever you want to take the sort of, you know, the award. Maybe we'll swing back there just before we go, and what it means to sort of put a nomination forward to an international, to our international, let's call it what it is, organization in WFAT. And then Gal, however you want to, we'll leave it up to you as the award winner to close it out how you wish, some words of wisdom or wherever you want to take it. But Orital, back to you.
I think something that I noticed when I was submitting the nomination was it was almost like a great honor to be able to nominate on a global level, like within the national community, just to be able to be a part of that, well, be considered now part of the National Athletic Therapy Association. And, you know, having the conference here in Israel, it was just like, it really took me back to realizing how I've only been here for 6 years. The college has only been open for maybe 5 or 6 years at this point. And no, sorry, 4 or 5 years. And it's just to see how fast it's growing and how much there's been such an impact from both sides. And how also willing everyone is to impart the knowledge from both sides, like finally being able to be here and seeing how I can reach out to so many colleagues across the board. Back at Sheridan, I have my mentors back in Canada, even in the States, like people that I know, and just really combining it together. So really just being able to put forward Gal's name and show that we can also have representation here in Israel. It means a lot for both sides, both from an athletic therapy perspective, both from an Israeli side, just showing that like we're here and we're on the map. And I think to me that really just, it really means a lot, especially with everything that is happening worldwide. It really just puts that into a much bigger perspective. So
yeah, thank you for that, and thank you for all the work you're doing and for the nomination and for capturing that. I think that's critical as well. Again, building bridges instead of knocking them down. Like, here we are, we're trying to grow this profession, we're trying to grow just like you said, recognition from all corners of the world. Gal, I'll throw it over to you, and just before we get there, like 2025 in the fall, this is our next World Congress. This is happening in Dublin in Ireland. So My pull on this is that it's a great excuse to travel, and it's a great excuse to meet new people and to see what's going on in the world, as well as seeing another part of the world from our end. So, for those of the listeners that are out there, WFAT World Congress 2025 will be in Dublin, Ireland, in the fall. Would love to have, lots of people referencing this podcast, referencing hearing this conversation, and being a driver for the profession, for themselves individually. Gall, to you to close it out. Thank you again to both of you for your time, and congratulations on this award.
So some final words, something that in a general feeling here in Israel, being in a new profession, is that we're still finding our way. But what's so fun, what's very, not funny, but it's something that's very common about the profession in general of athletic training, is that no matter where you go to, or no matter which athletic trainer you speak to, they'll tell you that they feel the same thing, that their the profession of athletic training is still rising. And to succeed in a profession that is rising, you have to love what you do. So love what you do, learn whatever you want to learn, deepen your knowledge, and find the passion, because that's what's going to keep you in this profession. It's not the most well-paid profession. The hours are difficult. The conditions are sometimes difficult as well. But as long as your heart is there, that's the key to succeed.
A brilliant catcher to close it out. This is Let's Chat, an athletic therapy podcast, the official podcast of WFAT. Orital Hadar, our nominator today, and Gal Zamora, Impact Award winner for 2023. This wraps up our series in the award winners through WFAT, but congratulations again. Thank you for your time. I think the messaging here is clear. Lead with passion, lead with care, educate, continue to gain knowledge, and do it worldwide. This is an easy thing to do. We learn together, we grow together. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. Talk to you soon. Thanks again for being here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this community. Check us out online, firststartherapy.com. That's firsttartherapy.com. Or email us with feedback, consult@firststartherapy.com, consult@firststartherapy.com, on Instagram @firststar.therapy, and our podcast host @letschat.at. This is First Star Let's Chat, an athletic therapy podcast.